This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. For all the things that could spark an argument between Texans, most of us would agree on this much. Our mosquitoes are evil. No, not just annoying, but downright scary, especially with all the warnings about how they can spread diseases like Zika. That, of course, the mosquito-borne virus linked to birth defects. On the one hand, efforts to control mosquitoes in Texas appear to have been rather effective. Of the 240 cases reported here, all have been associated to, they've been associated with travel to other areas. So far, so good? Not necessarily, as George Economos reports.
As Texas slowly cools down from the winter, mosquitoes should start dying off. But the risk of the spread of disease remains even when temperatures hover as low as 50 degrees. The central Texas city of Georgetown recently caught a mosquito carrying West Nile, so Texas health officials are not yet breathing easy about the potential spread of other diseases, including Zika.
So we're absolutely concerned.
Dr. Whitney Qualls is a medical entomologist with the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Our main goal is to ensure that we're protecting public health and that we're promoting, you know, personal protection, like wearing repellents, ensuring that people are dumping standing water in and around their home.
Another option in parts of Texas is spraying insecticides. The city of Georgetown has used a vehicle to spray neighborhoods where they found the mosquito carrying West Nile. In August, public health officials in Dallas County authorized aerial spraying. But those insecticides don't just kill mosquitoes. As Dorchester County in South Carolina learned earlier this year, it can also kill bees, millions of them. Walter Schumacher leads the Austin nonprofit, the American Honeybee Protection Agency.
So in Texas, if they were going to go spray for mosquitoes and a third of the cows in the morning were all dead, people would pay hell. And that's because somebody would have killed their livestock. And they wouldn't just say, oh, poor insect. They would say, oh, my God, we've done something completely wrong.
Dr. Juliana Rangel from the Texas A&M Honeybee Lab says the concern for bees should be high not just because they provide backyard beekeepers honey, but because they play an integral role in the food chain.
The diversity of the food we consume and the quality of food would definitely suffer. In particular, on a lot of our favorite fruits, vegetables, nuts would either go away completely or their quality would be completely compromised, and or their availability would be limited and the prices would skyrocket.
State entomologist Whitney Qualls says there's a plan in place to prevent the honeybee kill-off that happened in South Carolina from happening here.
Many of our mosquito control programs have a list of people that they would go and contact if you're applying, even by ground or by air. The control program will contact them. They'll know to bring their hives in or put a cover over their hives to avoid any type of negative impact on their honeybee populations.
But this same notification program was in place in South Carolina. What happened? I asked Joe Conlon with the American Mosquito Control Association.
Something slipped up. They made a mistake.
As we heard, wiping out the honeybee population could be a pretty scary slip-up when it comes to the food supply. But Conlon says with dangerous diseases like West Nile and Zika fighting to establish a foothold in Texas, it's not so easy to define where to draw the line.
The balance should always tip in favor of human health. Are there risks associated with utilizing pesticides? Indeed, there are, and we're very much aware of those risks. These pesticides are an unnatural thing that we're doing because mosquitoes are a natural part of our environment. And to get rid of them, we have to do something entirely unnatural to effectuate that.
As winter approaches and mosquitoes die off, public health officials may have more time to weigh the benefits and risks of aerial spraying. Either way, experts say the consequences could be severe. I'm George Economos for the Texas Standard.